Hey, everybody, it's me, Zach, from Auntie Donna. I'm so sorry to bother you. We will get on with the podcast soon. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to say that we're coming to the US and Canada and the UK and Ireland. And if it's terribly okay with you, we'd love to know where you are. That's right. We want to know where you are. So can you please sign up to our tour mailing list at auntiedonna.com and enter your capital city? Then we'll know whether or not we can come to this city. This is vitally important if you want us to come to your city. So get on, write down your city, and we'll come. And if you don't sign up, we're not going to come to your city. Do you understand this? Auntie Donna World Tour in 2023.
Power through. Come on, mate.
Yeah, sign up to our tour mailing list at auntiedonna.com now.
You're losing.
I think that was a good read.
Well done.
Thank you.
A Listener Production.
Michael Hing has a brand new show on the ABC. It's called
Australia's... Oh, sorry.
Say it, Michael.
It's called Australia's Best Competition Competition.
And we had... and it's a great show about them doing the best competitions, like or getting oiled up with him and his best mate, Lewis Hobber.
Well, we're colleagues.
So we got him on the podcast to have a bit of a play. So that's coming up right now. It's Michael Hing on the Auntie Donna podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast. I'm going to introduce everyone. You know him as the long-haired one, the one who's staring blankly at me. the one who was looking at me like he was dying. It's Zach.
I didn't know which way you were going to go because Mark's got a good mid-length haircut. So
The next guest is, you know him as he's got mid-length hair.
Where's this going?
He's got a beard.
Where's this going?
His name is Mark.
Oh, okay. That was good. And do you want me to do you?
Yeah.
Got a beard. Oh, but we've all got beards.
Drinking coffee.
Just say no hair.
Drinking coffee.
You know you want to do it.
I'm going to say that.
I think that's cheap. It's gauche.
Hat and coffee.
Is it gauche or gauche?
Couch. Couch.
Gauche.
It's pronounced couch.
It's pronounced couch. Wait, what did you think?
Couch?
What did you think I was saying?
Hmm?
What did you think I was saying when I said gauche? And then we were deciding whether it was gauche or gauche. Gauche.
Gooch.
Gooch. I don't think that saying Broden is bald or making a joke about his baldness is like a
couch.
Comfortable reclining seat for more than one person.
I don't think it's couch. But he is here.
Say gauche.
Why?
Is it gauche or gauche? Or gooch?
It's not gooch. It's not gooch.
How can you know?
He's the one with the gooch. It's Broden Kelly.
I do.
We're joined by a guest today.
Yes.
Broden Kelly.
Yeah.
No, Michael Hing.
So Michael is elsewhere. We're in our fancy studio for those watching, whether on Patreon or on
Michael's
socials. And Michael is on a sort of a Zoom or the equivalent. And for those watching, Michael, thanks for cleaning your room before hopping on the podcast.
Well, I actually didn't realize this was going to be filmed, if I'm honest. But if you want to go through, we can go through some of my stuff.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go for it.
You've got 3 to 4 Woolworths bags full of shit on the floor.
I mean, that was going to be mine.
Oh, I'm sorry, but what's in those fucking bags, man?
All right, in this bag number one, here. We have
this is a fucking mess, man.
A box of tissues.
A box of hypoallergenic tissues.
Say no more, Michaels. You got your own room. We understand.
No more.
Say we understand more, exactly.
We're
hypoallergenic.
It's for wanking your
the softest of touches. I have less a question about an object in the room and more of a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
Take the fucking spoon out of your coffee. What is wrong with you? For those of you listening at home, Michael has a cup of coffee that he's drinking from. It still has the spoon in it. Rather than take the spoon out, he's using his finger to hold the spoon on the cup as he sips. That thing's going to poke your goddamn eye out, Michaels.
Michaels, we don't want to see your eye getting poked out, bro.
I think that'd be great Patreon content, you know?
That's true.
Can you explain to me the Patreon, the thought behind the spoon?
This is, okay. So what happened was I, at 9:58, I was ready to go for the Auntie Donna podcast, okay? I then rechecked the schedule and saw that we're actually going to start about 5 minutes later than I thought, right? So then I thought, hey, you've made yourself a little treat. Why don't you go make yourself a nice little coffee downstairs? Mm. So then I added boiling water to my coffee because it was just a little shot of coffee. Yeah. And I thought, that's too hot. So I put the spoon in. There's no milk or anything. It's just black coffee. But I put the spoon in to act as a conductor of heat out of the coffee to more quickly cool the
coffee. Is that science or stupid?
I'm so sorry.
I don't know if that's science or you're an idiot.
No, that is... Michael, you are the first person in the history of the Auntie Donna podcast to bring thermodynamic concepts into the podcast. The fact that you're doing it in order to cool your coffee, it is, as Mark pointed out, both the smartest and stupidest moment on our entire podcast.
So there's no sugar or milk in it at all. You've got a spoon in your coffee.
It's just a coffee with just a spoon. It's coffee and spoon.
But a cool spoon.
This
is quite smart.
Now, I've done some tests previously. And if anyone would like to cool their coffee with a spoon, I actually worked out the most efficient way to do it. So obviously the options are leave it in, right? That's one option. Okay. That's what is in now. That's like leaving it in. Second option is the stir. Okay. Yeah. Then you're moving around a bit more air on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get
the
out
third
me.
Third option. And the most effective option is to leave the spoon in the coffee like this. And then occasionally pull the spoon out, right? Count to three, and then put the spoon back in. I don't know why that's the most efficient way to cool a coffee, but it is.
You're cooling the spoon.
With the
you're
air.
You're cooling the spoon.
And then put it back into the coffee.
And then when you put the spoon back in, you're... And then I suppose that the spoon is absorbing the heat of the coffee all the way to the top of the spoon.
Usually I just wait a bit. All right, so anyway,
yeah, that's your tap water could have worked.
Michael's hing.
What is your hing?
What's my thing? My thing's being a dynamic performer, okay? I have lots to bring. I can sing. Okay, I can dance.
Sing for us.
Because your name is Michael's hing.
Oh.
No, what's my thing? No, like I was telling you, like Hing's, what I bring to the table, like what my
Hing's
thing is.
Thing.
What's Hing's thing?
What's my thing?
Yeah, but can we hear you? What song would you like to sing?
Well, I didn't actually prepare one.
But you can sing. Hallelujah always makes me cry.
You want me to sing? You want me to sing? Hallelujah.
I mean, couple bars would be lovely.
I mean, I can get the lyrics up now, obviously.
Yeah. Or you can just you can scat it if you want.
I'm not. Like the Leonard Cohen version? Is that what you want?
I would personally prefer the John Cale version. But while we cut to an ad break, we're going to let you have a think about which version of the song to listen to, Michael. And then when we come back, Michael's hing will be performing.
Hallelujah. And we're back with Michael's hing. Michael, you've graciously prepared...
Yeah, I think that was the point for an ad.
Pardon?
I don't think that was the point where we'll put an ad in.
Was it?
I don't know.
It was.
I just thought, wouldn't it be funny if there's an ad before that? And then I just said that and then there was no ad.
I think leave all this in and it would be funny if there's an ad later.
And put the ads now.
Yeah.
All right. And we're back.
And we're back. Michael's
hing.
Michael's hing is performing one of my favorite songs, the Hallelujah. Now, Jeff Buckley wrote this.
I'm not.
Or something. I don't know.
No.
But it's in Shrek.
It's in Shrek.
And it makes me cry. And
Can anyone throw to an ad break? Like, can I throw to an ad break?
I mean, whether we put an ad in or not, I think that's
you
up
can
to the gods.
Just to throw to an ad break.
Just to.
We promise we'll put one in.
I need a bit more time to prepare, so let's just play some more ads.
Okay. So throw to the ads.
Hey. Guys, okay.
I'll say here's a word from our sponsors.
Here's a word from our sponsors. I imagine it's Gina Reinhart and probably
Fuck, I love
the
mining.
Republican Party.
Yeah.
Open your ears to a new world.
Now, hey guys, while those ads are playing,
yeah.
Sorry, can I lied about the
about singing.
I can't sing it. I can't. I'm not a trained singer. I've never sung before in my life. I don't know why I said that. It was, you know. So I mean, I can do it if you guys want me to, but it's not really my strong suit.
Do you realize the situation you've put us in here, Michaels?
Well, I don't. What do you mean?
So you've now made us liars, and our relationship with our audience is a sacrament. The relationship and the trust that our audience has with us is more important than anything else, and you have made us liars. Yeah. We've promised them a song.
You've turned that sacrament into excrement, and we're not happy about it. So either you sing this fucking song, or you are choosing to fuck us. So make the call. Are you going to fuck us, Michaels? Are you going to fuck us? Or are you going to step up to the plate?
That's good.
I don't. Those are my only options.
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm going to be happy with either.
Yeah, and I'm happy if you don't want to as well.
Yeah,
like, if you're not comfortable doing something, we would never make
it. I like getting fucked.
Also, you could change the lyrics to Alleluia to being like a parody song, but I worry that would be a little couch.
Is here. Download the new app now and listen for free.
Welcome back from the ad break.
With friends of the show.
With friends of
ben
the show.
Russell and Sammy Michaels.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Michaels, you are going to perform for us a parody version of Hallelujah. Yep.
Parody?
Yeah, he's changing the lyrics to be about the Sydney 2000 Olympics.
Did you know this?
Did I know this?
No.
Was this? No,
I'm trying to help you out, brother.
Okay.
You don't have to do this.
No, you got this.
You don't
you
have
this.
To do this, Michael.
I do. Baby, I've been here before. I know this city, and I've walked this floor of the city. I used to live alone before I came to Sydney.
What?
I've seen your flag on the bridge. That's an arch. It's like the hub bridge, but listen, love is not some victory marathon. It's a cold and it's a broken Sydney Olympics.
I didn't realize that him doing it would be how he would fuck us. I thought the not fucking us, not doing the song would be the fucking us. Turns out doing the song is what's fucked us. And so I didn't realize I was entering into a situation where no matter what happened, I was getting fucked.
Yeah.
Usually,
thank
that's
you,
a fun situation for me. Thank you. That's enough. Thank you. That's enough.
We've heard enough now, Michael.
We've heard enough. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
You won't
what
be going this
What did you guys think of my song, my parody song that I wrote about?
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good. Games?
I heard that you wanted to pitch us
song?
Some sketches.
Yeah, don't. That, let's not talk about the song
let's
anymore.
Let's move on.
Let's move
I
on from the song.
Do you guys want to do the song again?
No, Michael, no. You probably
do you want to?
No, I think just leave it.
A little birdie told me a rumor that you had some sketches.
Okay?
That you
take the note
today.
Take the note, Michael. We're moving on.
What's the song like? Because I was
last time,
it wasn't very good,
Michaels.
It wasn't very good.
Bad. Last time, Michaels was on the podcast, he pitched us some excellent sketch ideas.
We did letters and numbers last time,
and the time before that was an excellent thing where Michael's pitched us some sketches, and Michael's, you've got a hing.
I've got another verse if you guys want it. Do you guys want another
Michael's
verse?
Michael's,
learn when you're done. Learn to read the room.
I don't know.
Stop. Michael's,
like,
stop. Stop or we will not promote your show.
Ollie, maybe?
We will not promote your show.
Or like,
that's pretty good.
Or like the...
Zach, no.
We can talk
Zach,
about
don't,
like,
don't
you know,
get you.
Guys, no. What about like those, you know, like those shirts that people wear, like the volunteer Sydney 2000 Olympic shirts, and they still wear them. It's like 20 years later. And that's like funny, right, guys?
I think that's funny. I think that's good. But Michael, you've got to understand, Auntie Donna are three people, man. Now, you've got my vote of confidence. I like the Sydney 2000 parody of Hallelujah. But there's three people here, and I'm not confident you're going to get those two other people to vote in your favor. I think it's better to move on.
So you suggesting,
rather than make a fool
wait
of yourself,
a second. Are you suggesting of doing a parody version of Hallelujah where you sing about how people wear T-shirts of the Sydney 2000 Olympics today.
That's a verse.
Is that the suggestion?
That's a verse.
That's one of the verses.
Yes.
That's one of the verses. Obviously, Hallelujah is like a 6-minute song, isn't it? So, you know, I could do the whole thing. Sorry. I feel like I got a bit upset there for a second, you guys, and I'm really sorry.
Michael,
I'm
trying to you know your emotional regulation.
Can I just say, though, if Michael were willing to get up at a major comedy room in Sydney and perform the entirety of Hallelujah with lyrics changed to being about people that still wear the Sydney 2000 volunteer t-shirts.
Yep.
I'd be, you know.
I think it's a better angle.
I'd give him a, you know. Bit
of merch.
Give him some.
You do a very soft H when you say Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I pronounce the H when I say Hallelujah.
Say I'd say Hallelujah, but I'm atheist.
Michael's, how do you say
I believe we live in a godless world.
Michaels, how do you say it?
I would say gouch.
Mm. Yeah, that's very different. That's very different.
Michaels, do you believe God is dead?
I don't know. I didn't realize that at the
Do you believe that we are in a godless world and it's all
nothing?
We need your opinion here, Michaels.
I kind of came on to do some fun riffs and sort of just
you were the one that brought thermodynamics into the conversation. That's a very short skip away from theoretical physics. Again, a very short skip away from conversation about atheism.
Michael,
this is on you, mate.
Very simple, yes or no. When we die, do we go into the earth and that's it? It's over and it meant nothing? Or do you believe there to be a higher power of some form?
Can I before I answer the question, can you give me some info on the demographics of the Auntie Donna listenership?
Pretty broad.
I just don't want to offend.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend.
Super broad. We're not really political, so anything you say is going to divide.
We have a breakdown that we've done in our office. It's essentially people who like our stuff tend to also still have Foxtel set-top boxes. They're subscribed to a News Corp newspaper, that's delivered to their house. And they have usually have 2 to 3 investment properties.
They're usually making up their mind about whether or not they're going to take a chance on a new television comedy show on the ABC.
Okay, so ask the question again. Go again. We can cut all that. Ask the question again. Sorry about
Do you believe God is dead?
No, God is alive. God is very much alive. Mm. And I'm fully on board with that.
Correct option.
What is your moral?
I believe in 10 dimensions.
10? 10? What do you mean?
I believe in the 3 spatial dimensions. I believe in the 4th dimension.
No, the 4th. Yeah. No.
And then I believe...
The 4th dimension is water spraying on you in a soft mist in a cinema.
No, that's
the 4th dimension.
Okay.
The irony is, you know, in a lot of ways, we're both wrong.
Go on.
And then the 6 dimensions are little curled up that microscopic quantum dimensions that are curled up around every. I don't know. I don't know enough about this or believe it. I just said a thing and now you've backed me into a corner.
Explain the 10 dimensions.
You've done this to yourself. You've done this to yourself.
Yeah. I don't think we didn't bully you into this.
There's a Twitter account called Auntie Donna Fact Check, and it's a boy from Melbourne who goes through every podcast we do and podcast about Poe from.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna fuck me on this one.
And they, with a fine tooth comb, break down everything we've ever said and tell people if it's fact or if we're lying.
So I was talking about a thing called string theory. Now a lot of the results of the particle accelerator.
I have never seen Broden and Mark lose interest in you so quickly as that sentence just
but
there.
Michael, I wasn't going to go into it.
Both of their eyes glazed over so quickly.
Here's what I'm saying to you, man.
I feel seen.
I wasn't going to go into it because I know that was going to happen, but there is someone on Twitter that will fact check me, and if I don't back what I say, they're going to fuck me.
What did I do, Michael?
Can I tell you a wonderful thing I saw Broden do, which is, with his left hand, he got it out like he was checking his phone, but he didn't have his phone. He looked at his hand.
That's a worry.
Well, that's a level
anyway,
of boredom.
Are we out of time now?
Nah.
If you're listening, you can go. Just go.
Yeah.
I do want to say...
If you're listening, just stop. Just stop listening.
Because Stella wants to know...
Before you dismiss the listeners, can I plug my fucking show, please?
Yeah, but we'll do it in the intro.
I reckon we'll... Well, let's put this in. Put this in at the start, but also leave it here. You ready?
Yeah.
Michael Hing has a brand new show on the ABC. It's called...
Australia's... Oh, sorry.
Say it, Michael.
It's called Australia's Best Competition.
And we had... and it's a great show about them doing the best competitions. Like, or getting oiled up with him and his best mate, Lewis Hobber.
Well, we're colleagues. no, Lewis... my radio partner, Lewis, and I went around Australia. I guess everyone around the world would have, like, weird... town, like hometown competitions that are run, like wood chopping or like oil wrestling or whatever. And we went around Australia doing those. This has been delayed somewhat, so it is no longer available on television, but it is available on iView,
which is where anyone under 50 watches stuff anyway.
Exactly. So or you can just follow me on socials at Hingers, and I will I'll show you how to see it. But it's real fun, and if you like oily boys wrestling, you know, get involved.
So we got him on the podcast to have a bit of a play. So that's coming up right now. It's Michael Hing on the Auntie Donna podcast.
So put that at the front and then also leave it here.
And then we get to the end. Can I just say I'm glad that we did that, because otherwise I was going to sue you.
Thanks, Michael. Goodbye.
Michael, bye.
Love you.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week!